Happy Easter. A reading from John chapter 20, the resurrection. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for until then they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angel asked her. "Because they have taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they have put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," said Jesus. She turned to him and cried out, "Teacher, don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I've seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message. It's quite a contrast, isn't it, between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. I think often of the sermon that the pastor Lockridge gave about Friday and that Sunday is still coming. Where there is despair and darkness on the Friday, on the Sunday, there is hope and optimism. The response of the disciples who met with Jesus, not recognizing him, that happened on more than one occasion. Those who doubted him, those who thought his body had been stolen or taken away. It shows that they were not yet hoping for what Jesus had spoken about. And Jesus wants to give a very clear message here. He hasn't yet ascended to the Father, but he will be. He will ascend to the Father. A Father that is his Father, but that is also your Father. To a God that is his God, but is also your God. This message Mary shared with the disciples, and it must have gave them such joy. We hear then that Jesus appears to the disciples many more times. And I know that some critics of the resurrection, some people who say it didn't really happen, or even some people who say it happened but it was more of a metaphor than anything, it's just so untrue. The resurrection is a real event that really happened. Jesus clearly appeared to many of his disciples. If it were not so, would so many of them gone and risked their lives preaching the gospel? Would Thomas, who had doubted end up losing his life for the gospel's sake. It's clear, isn't it, that Jesus did physically rise from the dead. It's one thing for people to risk their lives and to believe in something that they believe could happen. But it's another thing entirely to believe in something that you know didn't happen. These disciples of Jesus would have known that he rose from the dead. If they didn't, then there's no reason for them to go on living their lives for Jesus as they did. It is clear also that what Jesus said about ascending to the Father was true. He stayed with them a short time, the disciples. He continued to teach them and to form his church. And then he ascended into heaven. And the disciples spend the rest of their lives waiting for the time that Jesus will come again. We, as Christians today, continue to wait for when Jesus will come again. And it will happen. It may be in our lifetime. It may not. But there will come a time for each of us where we will stand before the Lord when he sits at his ascended place, and we will be asked whether we know him as our Saviour or whether we do not. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. May he be your Saviour today. Happy Easter, and God bless. Amen.